Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau, and welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Many of you know my story, and you know I'm a 12-year Army, active Army veteran, 9 years enlisted, 3 years commissioned officer. After the military, I had my own business for 7 years before I fulfilled a lifelong goal of becoming a police officer. And so, you know, I have a special place in my heart, especially for veterans and also for those who support our law enforcement brothers and sisters. Now, many people do not realize some of the pressures that police officers face on a daily basis. Every single day they leave home may be their last. Every car they approach on a traffic stop may be a mass murderer who's trying to make their escape, or a drug addict who just committed armed robbery. The cop pulls them over for perhaps a burned out headlight, but the person driving the car thinks, they're on to me. Traffic stops, therefore, are one of the most dangerous forms of activities for law enforcement, along with domestic disturbance calls. But all of this is accomplished willingly by the men and women serving this nation in law enforcement. At the same time, there are some unique things that must be considered in managing the financial affairs of the men and women in blue: car loans, mortgages, credit lines, direct deposit, credit cards, just to name a few. But most banks and credit unions are not geared to the needs of law enforcement community. They're typically just general in nature and try to serve everyone. This works to an extent, but what if there was a unique organization that served the needs of the law enforcement personnel? I mean, that'd be great, right? What if there was an organization that specialized in the sharing of ideas and helping the frontline organizations, the credit unions, coordinate their benefit programs? I mean, this would help those that are helping those that are serving our communities. Well, my guest today is part of such an organization. The Police Officers Credit Union Association is where institutions that serve the law enforcement world can find resources and support. They do not have to be large, multi-billion dollar, multi-branch organizations either. The Police Officers Credit Union Association helps organizations of any size. Their association not only provides a forum for networking and the sharing of ideas, but also helps to create avenues for true collaboration. This collaboration provides the organizations that are serving the LEO community the ability to develop revenue-generating programs and business growth programs in order to serve the LEO families at a higher level. Ken Bader has more than 20 years of experience in helping these organizations reach new levels of effectiveness by helping them to develop their brand, their culture, and their strategy. Ken hosts two podcasts himself, the Beyond the Call podcast for law enforcement professionals and the Cool Culture podcast for service-based businesses. Ken was born and raised in Chicago, is a BS in finance and an MBA in entrepreneurship from DePaul University. He's the founder of both the Bader Training and Consulting Firm and also the Police Officers Credit Union Association. Ken is the author of The Pocket Guide to Strategic Planning, the 90-Day Quick Fix for the Business Owner or Manager, and also the book, The Formula for Business Success Equals B Plus C Plus S, both of which can be accessed through the links in the show notes below. Help me welcome to the program my good friend Ken Bader. Ken, thank you so much for coming on the program today, brother.
Oh, my pleasure, Robert. Thank you so much for having me. And listening to that bio sounds like I can't keep a job. It's like I got a lot of time on my hands.
Amen. Now, Ken, I always start off with this question right off the bat with every guest. Other than that brief bio I just shared, tell us in your own words, who is Ken Bader?
You know, Ken Bader is somebody who can't relax, obviously. I'd like to think of myself as a serial entrepreneur, involved in a few different things. But yeah, at the end of the day, as you led off with, very, very passionate in my support of law enforcement. I've never been a law enforcement officer, but I've had the privilege of working with many of them in one way, shape, or form for nearly 20 years, and really appreciate and honor the work that they do.
Amen. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. We were talking a little before we started. You are busy, that's for sure. And I just want to thank you for taking the time to come on, and also for the help that you give the law enforcement community.
It's my pleasure on both counts, Robert.
Amen. Now, how did you come to the point of helping credit unions that serve the law enforcement community?
That is a great question and a story I really love telling. Back in 2001, this will be fun for your audience. At the time, I was vice president of business development and marketing for a large financial institution in the Chicagoland area where I'm originally from. A new CEO came along, and I got canned. I'm sure you and a number of other people can identify with that. But as you mentioned, I got my MBA in entrepreneurship, and during that time I did a business plan for a training and consulting company. So I said, you know, I'm going to take my little severance check and just begin doing this, which was training and consulting primarily for service-based businesses. Businesses where the experience are more important than the product, like your banks, your restaurants, financial advisors, hair salons, places of that nature. And one of my first clients in 2002 was Chicago Patrolmen's Federal Credit Union. They were a credit union that I had worked with in the past, in my experience with credit unions before. Was able to do a training program for them on culture building and a couple of other things, and developed a kinship with a great gentleman named Scott Arney, who was then and still is the CEO of Chicago Patrolmen's. Cool. And I realized in the credit union industry that there are a lot of niche groups, that firefighters had a group, that military credit unions had a group, teachers credit unions had a group, even postal worker credit unions had a group, yada, yada, yada. And I came to realize that there wasn't anything for law enforcement credit unions, at least nothing that I could find. So Scott and I had lunch one day, and I said, do you know of anything? Am I just missing something? And he says, no, I'm not aware of any particular police credit union group. And so we did a little research and found that there wasn't any. We found that at the time there were probably around 80 police credit unions around the United States. And we got together for lunch again, and we talked about it. And in true Chicago fashion, I said, you want to do this? and so we started in 2004 the first annual Police Officers Credit Union Conference, which evolved into the Police Officers Credit Union Association, which is still founded on the credit unions and financial services for law enforcement families. But we were able to grow a little bit more in terms of bringing on 501c3 institutions that don't necessarily offer finances, but other support, whether it be physical or emotional or psychological support to law enforcement and first responders out there. And been doing that for, wow, it's 2019, so 15 years now. Time flies.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the vision for the Police Officers Credit Union Association? I mean, what is it you see into the future that's going to happen?
Great question. You know, the vision is, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, for the POCUA to be the go-to for any law enforcement family around the country. Not only for finances, and we certainly have that covered now. We have just under 20 financial institutions that specifically serve police officers and their families throughout the country. So just about any law enforcement family that came to us, we could probably almost, almost always we can find a credit union to serve them within our group. But also to be able to provide the go-to place for other areas of support. A good example is one of the things we're doing now. One of our police partners is an organization called Serve and Protect. that offers a 24/7 hotline for all first responders, which is a great service for somebody that unfortunately is dealing with PTSD or maybe alcoholism or drugs or even just a divorce or marital problems, something, and doesn't feel comfortable to necessarily go to the department. Unfortunately, while there is a lot of help within the department, there is unfortunately sometimes a stigma. But just to be able to talk to a licensed person that is an expert in helping, just to be able to talk to somebody, maybe that's an opportunity to to keep them from maybe committing suicide, which is an issue today, or just simply get somebody to talk to and say, you know what, you know, why don't you go here, you know, to talk to somebody about your marriage? This isn't far gone yet. Yeah, why don't you see these individuals, because you know you're not that far gone where you can't turn this around with just a little bit of help. That's the vision for the POCUA, that any type of help a law enforcement officer or family would need, that they could come to our association and be able to find that.
That's awesome. Tell us, what makes a police officer's credit union different from just a traditional credit union, you know, like a state employee's credit union or something like that?
Sure. Two things in my estimation. One is a specific focus and knowledge of what the job entails and how that affects their finances and other areas of their life. Certainly, and we never disparage banks or other credit unions, but I just know from my own vicarious experience in talking to LEO families, in talking to the credit unions that are part of our association, that they understand the trials and tribulations more so than, say, a Chase Bank or Wells Fargo or somebody that just deals with everybody. You know, they understand, I get why you have that 550 credit score. But let's find a way to help you through this one way or another. You might not get exactly what you want, but we'll get you what you need, because we respect your job and we want to protect your family. More so than, say, a Chase that might say, yeah, you just don't qualify, but hey, have a nice day. Also through that understanding, and I know this for a fact, that some conversations that start off about a loan in either a loan officer's office or even for some of our smaller police credit unions in the CEO's office itself, segue into marriage problems, problems on the job, other issues, psychological, emotional, and otherwise, that have nothing to do with the loan. But the credit union personnel, because they understand and they truly do have a passion and care about serving these families, will go that extra mile and either have that conversation there or, frankly, say, you know what, you need a little bit more help than I can give you. Here's a brochure for Serve and Protect. Here's a phone number and an email for somebody that I know locally that will talk to you with anonymously and will help you through this. So that's one particular area, and probably the one that I would point to most of why a police credit union is going to offer a little bit better experience than any other financial institution for a law enforcement officer. The other thing, which is more black and white, some police credit unions will offer a product or service that they can't get at other organizations. Okay. The best example that I could give you is one of our business partners within the POCUA offers a program called the Killed in the Line of Duty Insurance. And I want to say about a third of our POCUA credit unions offer that, including Chicago Patrolmen's that I mentioned, their subsidiary, the National Police Credit Union, as well as a number of other credit unions, the Finest, Police Federal out of Omaha, and more. And what that does is if they have the loans, their loans with that particular police credit union, they're covered, their family is covered up to $850,000 of that loan, of that combination of loans, which can include mortgage, home equities, for some even boat and RV loans. Whereas if that police officer, God forbid, the worst should happen where that police officer gets killed in the line of duty, their family is covered. As much of a tragedy as that is, at least they don't have the tragedy on the back end.
That's right.
Of, you know, possibly losing their home or declaring bankruptcy because their husband or wife, who is a law enforcement officer, is gone. But that's just one example of, for some of our POCUA police credit unions, they do offer some products and services that police officers just simply can't find from other financial institutions.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it's so needful. In the law enforcement community, you know, I mean, not just for that insurance. I'm talking about having these products and benefits designed basically to help them take care of their family. I mean, that's one of the reasons a lot of them are working extra overtime and things like that to try and, you know, make those provisions in case something happens. You know, it's, you know, have money in the bank to, you know, and yes, we have the extra insurance for life insurance and all that, but I've, you know, unfortunately, I've been involved in, and even one is too many, but I've been involved in several police funerals, and I know a couple of the families that, you know, they were, you know, they basically went bankrupt because the officers did not make those final preparations as needful as what they needed to be, you know. It's a shame. Let me ask you this. Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it is unfortunate, and I think that's one of the roles our POCUA police credit unions really fulfill, in that it's, number one, a safe place for police officers. You know, they're treated not only with respect, but, you know, a cut above, frankly, at these police credit unions. You know, plus, you know, a POCUA police credit union is going to, you understand that, you know, that individual, you know, may be an expert at law enforcement, but that doesn't necessarily make them an expert in finances.
That's right.
And that's what they're for.
Yep. Amen. How do those organizations that are part of your association, how do they collaborate together to improve services, you know, across the credit union sphere for LEOs?
A few different ways. The primary way is we do have an annual conference. We just had ours a couple months ago this year in Washington, D.C. in May. We'll have our next annual conference in May of next year in downtown Denver, Colorado. But it's about a two and a half day forum where, frankly, we force, it force is probably a strong word, but we force networking and collaboration in a few different ways during those 2 or 3 days. Some of it is informal, in that we've got a couple of receptions and a dinner where people are exposed to each other. And then we also, which has been very popular over the last 4 or 5 years, we have a formal collaboration networking session almost always to kick off our first day of the program. Mm-hmm. You know, we spend about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I do this myself as the facilitator beforehand, is I look at all the attendees and we move them around to 4 or 5 different tables. Mm-hmm. And I deliberately create a spreadsheet and try my best to get people to meet new people. And, you know, we put together a list of 3 or 4 questions as starter questions for their table. Mm-hmm. They certainly could talk about something else if there's an issue or a problem or an opportunity. But we give them the foundation whereby they're forced to meet different people and, in essence, you know, encouraged to talk about topics that are not only specific to police credit unions, but because we've got police partners and other organizations that serve police that may not be a credit union, you know, we talk about topics that are specifically about the business of serving law enforcement. So they get a lot of networking from that program itself. And then we also do what we found is some smaller program seem to work pretty well. We usually have 1 day programs 3 or 4 times a year. For instance, in September, and we try to do them in conjunction with other law enforcement events. So, for instance, one of our other police partners, How to Love Our Cops, is putting on a home watch event for law enforcement spouses in Southern California on Friday, September 6th. On Saturday, September 7th, since there will probably be a couple of police partners involved, maybe a credit union and one of our business partners, we're going to have a police partner day that'll start at about 11 o'clock and end at about 5 on the Saturday, where we'll do some networking, we'll do some collaborating about what to do in the future, how to grow each other. In October, we'll have our fall collaboration meeting, which is, again, just a one-day program. That is going to focus more on helping the executives of police credit unions to collaborate and grow and come up with ideas. That will be on the front end of the International Association of the Chiefs of Police conference in Chicago. So we try to do these 1 days, which, you know, usually only has about 10 or 15 people. But because of that, we get a lot out of it because it's a small group. Right. And the last thing is we do something similar to this. You know, we get on Zoom, I would say, you know, maybe once a quarter, especially if we don't have a in-person program coming up, where we get on Zoom and we get our business partners or executives or police partners or a combination thereof to talk about the issues that are going on right now and how we may be able to help each other. So there's a few ways that we try to foster the collaboration, not just networking and talking, but foster the collaboration among these different entities.
That's awesome. The topics that you cover at your conventions and even the 1 day things, are they, said that, you know, it's dealing with things that are going on right now, but are the presenters like the executives of these other credit unions and they come in with, you know, maybe they had a novel idea that they're implementing, they want to share it with everyone, or you know, what goes on with that? How do you find your presenters and what are the topics that they try and share with everyone?
Yeah, all of the above, Robert. You know, great examples there. Certainly, we do some of that. What I've been very focused on over the last 3 to 5 years is my background is more on the financial side than on the law enforcement side. So, in the first, I'd say, 10 years or so of our group, you know, we focus more on some general credit union topics. Which were okay. We gave people some good information, but for those that may be familiar with either the credit union or banking industries, there are conferences and conventions and events all year long that talk about general financial wellness stuff for financial institutions. There's no shortage of that. I even joked when, you know, I worked for that Bankers Bank that I mentioned in Chicago before I got canned. You know, we were a business-to-business organization, and I would always joke that I could hire one person to do nothing but go to conferences, conventions, golf outings, chapter meetings, at other events that are related to credit unions around the country, and that individual would be busy every single week. They would have a rough time finding 1 day per week to just sit in the office and coordinate their schedule. Yeah. So about five years or so is, and shame on me because one of my few skills is being a branding expert. Yeah, shame on me that it took so long, but it finally dawned on me around 2014, 2015, where some of this unfortunate feelings in the country with Ferguson and Trayvon Martin and so forth were beginning to unfortunately build up steam. Yeah, it dawned on me. It's like, why are we talking about financial wellness? Yeah, not that that's not important. It certainly is, but I can reel off, probably off of my head, 12 different venues and events that my people can go and get that if they need it. Yeah, right. Let's talk about specifically the business of serving law enforcement. And I argue this, you know, to, and I'll argue this to my grave. and have been doing this for the last 5 years, that the real distinction and importance to the institutions that are part of our association is their fine ability, their expertise in serving police officers, more so than offering a checking account or a loan or, you know, anything else for that matter. So to circle back to your specific question, when we put together the agenda, my focus is always on, you know, how do we talk about the business of serving law enforcement families first?
Hey everyone, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's episode with Ken Bader. Oh man, I guess it's because of my law enforcement background, I can relate to everything he is sharing with us. Praise God. You know, when I heard about Ken and his association, the Police Officers Credit Union Association, I reached out to him because I know his faith. And I wanted to get him on, especially to share this information with law enforcement professionals across our platform. So if you are a law enforcement professional, or if you know someone who's a law enforcement professional, you need to share this episode, actually the next two episodes. This is a part one of a three-part interview. That's how in-depth we're going with this interview with Ken. He's been sharing with us what makes the Police Officers Credit Union Association different from other associations, what makes police officer credit unions different from other credit unions. You may not even know that there is a local police officers credit union in your area. I didn't know it, but I do now. Praise the Lord. Now, be sure you come back tomorrow because we're going to continue this conversation. Till then, this Pastor Bob remind you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.